This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And welcome to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. If you'd like to get in touch with us during the show tonight, you're more than welcome to. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Hello, Basha.
Hello, Tiana.
We're not alone.
We are.
Well, in the universe.
Well, no, but actually in the studio as well.
Yes. Who are we here with?
We have two special guests. We have 6 foot Hazu from the Rock Mobsters.
Hey there.
And I'm going to say this wrong, but Tess Derbyvillian.
You said it too. We were discussing earlier about how people say that incorrectly.
From the Dead Ringer Rosies.
Hi.
How is the correct way to pronounce that?
Derbyvillian.
Okay.
Like the word villain.
Oh, okay.
It really throws people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As it just did.
As it did. I should be used to that because people usually mispronounce my name, but, you know, that's okay.
All right. Now, look, we are going to be talking to the ladies a little bit later in the show. We want to learn all about Derby. And we've learned a bit about Derby before, but they've got some exciting news, don't they, Basha?
They do. So they're going to share that later on.
Now, what else are we going to be talking about?
We're going to be discussing the Lesbian Bride, a magazine that refused to run a advertisement that had two lovely ladies that were, well, you know, two brides on it.
Right.
That didn't come out correctly. It's really good. My voice is just gone.
You're doing well.
I am.
We've also got, you know, we're going to be talking about the backlash about that, and the publishers actually backtracked, so that's pretty cool. And we've also got the 10 must-see lesbian films and the Melbourne events listing for this weekend.
Yes.
It's going to be a good weekend.
It is going to be a good weekend.
It's a mixture of, like, R&B love and Derby.
Yeah, so we've got the sweet, soothing sounds of R&B and then the... the violence of Derby. No, not violence. The fun.
A little bit of violence.
A little bit of violence. We like the violence.
Well, no, not really. I mean, not...
No, we don't want them to get hurt, but we like them when they, you know... No, that came out wrong. But you know, like,
you know,
when you're watching wrestling...
publishers and they were going to backtrack? This is us backtracking.
No, when you're watching wrestling, you know that they're not actually hurting each other. They're just playing. And that's what we like. That
yeah,
element.
I don't think the Derby girls are acting.
No, we're not.
No. You guys are serious. Okay, now, Basha, you've got something here you wanted to share with me. And I did want to do a little bit of a precursor on this show because, yes, I did get engaged recently, but I did not choose the ridiculous amount of topics about weddings. That was all you. It was not my fault.
I don't know why. They just are all popping out at me, and I just thought, let's just go with it. It's like your Facebook page constantly sends you wedding stuff now.
It does. There's advertisements everywhere for wedding things, and I find it ridiculous because most of them are pictures of men and women. That's not going to make me go to your company.
Well, that's because you changed your status to engaged.
I know. Now, you know, it's annoying, but I did... Never mind.
Anyway, well, a few weeks ago, there was a lovely lesbian couple that went and wanted to get a wedding cake made. And they did. They went to this bakery, I believe it's in Oregon.
Which is clearly not in Australia.
No. And when he found out it was for a lesbian couple, he refused to make them the cake.
The baker.
The baker, yes. He said he's not doing that. Mr. Klein, the baker, actually said to NBC that I'll sell gay people stuff. I'll talk to them. It's fine. So, you know, he sounds like a really up-and-coming person. He sounds really open and, you know.
I'm not homophobic. I just don't want to give them something that they want because they're gay.
Yeah, because he was saying that it goes against his religious beliefs.
Now, do we have to say allegedly all the way through this topic?
Or No. He's quite happy to admit that he will not make them the cake.
Right. Good on
He's actually very proud of it. And unfortunately, as a result, his business is doing really well because he's getting a lot of support. Yes, he's getting a lot of support out there in the community because people are saying that, well done for you for standing up for this. And yes.
You're not being sarcastic.
No, I'm actually quite serious.
That's really
sad. He's getting people who are protesting outside his store. So the LGBT community are protesting outside his store, but other people are still going in saying, yay, go for this. And yes, so it's sort of a bit annoying, but yes, unfortunately, yes, they got denied their cake. They did find someone to do it, but they got Duff Goldman, who is the man behind Ace of Cakes. No, you've never heard of this show?
No.
It's a reality cake shop show. He makes cakes and stuff. He made a really interesting cake for the, I think it was the wrap of 30 Rock. It was really cool. It was the cat thingy. Okay, you have to watch the shows to see. But he makes these really fabulous cakes, and he stood in and said, you know, marriage is about love, and he wants to just make them this cake, and he was happy to do it. So they've accepted, so they're going to have now two wedding cakes because they'd already bought another one. And, yeah, so it's just interesting to see that, you know, someone has stepped in and said, okay, we'll show them support. And the good thing is that since these women have become a little bit vocal, that they've actually been getting a lot of gracious offers from a lot of the LGBT community in America, showing their support to help them have that special day perfect. So everyone's all happy. Isn't that good?
That is good. Everyone likes a happy ending.
They do. But yeah, my only problem is, you know, that this is possibly coming in here. You know, we are rejigging our discrimination laws and things like that. And, you know, this is where it could possibly happen in Australia.
I do have a fear that I'm going to... It's a ridiculous fear, probably. But I do have a fear that I'm going to walk into a bridal store to buy my big ridiculous dress that I want. And I'm going to have a clerk saying, who's the lucky guy? And I'm going to say, well, actually, it's a woman. And she's going to go, oh, no, I'm going to get charged extra or something like that. Because I don't want to write one of those. Well, I do a little bit. I don't want to write one of those really long-winded, annoying emails that you have to send. And I don't know if you guys remember the controversy that happened with the Gasp stores. They had a woman went in there looking for bridesmaids' dresses, and the sales clerk that was working there was very, very rude. She wrote a letter to the area manager, whatever, for Victoria, and his response was so insulting and so rude that she posted it all over social media.
Yes, I do remember that. I believe they insulted her figure.
Yes.
That she didn't fit into their clothes, and they basically were saying that they choose not to make clothes in that size, which is completely
and
wrong.
And her fashion sense.
And her fashion sense, yes. He was very nice to her, not. Yeah. And they were actually quite happy to openly stand on media. I saw interviews with this guy, and he was openly on media saying that he stands behind his decisions and he thinks it's a good decision. And I'm sure people were standing behind him waving their arms going, no.
I'm pretty sure he was fired as a result of all of that. But the interesting thing is now that I did go into Gasp a couple of months ago and I saw a dress that I liked and I refused to buy it simply because of that issue.
See, and it's still biting them in the, until now.
In so the what? Sorry, I shouldn't.
In the butt?
In the butt, right.
Yeah, I didn't know if I should say that.
I think it's okay to say butt on the radio.
Is it? We've said it now. But anyway,
times,
so let's go to another topic.
All right. Well, look, it is actually exciting because I've received a little bit of information here.
Have you?
Yes, and it says that I am to read this.
Okay, then read away.
Which is pretty cool because it's actually saying that from the February 11th to March 3rd, 2SR in Sydney are hosting a pop-up radio station on their digital frequency. And as part of the project, Joy has been asked to contribute content to this exciting initiative. Now, we are currently being streamed through this digital pop-up radio station on the Star Observer website.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Right now.
That's great. So if you have a digital radio, you can actually listen to it.
That's true. And it's cool. So a big hello to Star Observer people, and we hope you're all happy and healthy and enjoying your computer viewing time. Yeah?
Computer viewing? No, they're on radio. It's digital radio.
But it's streaming through the Star Observer website as well.
Yeah, but they'll just be seeing, like, squiggly lines.
Well, you know, I hope that those squiggly lines are attractive.
Okay. All right. Not as attractive as we are, but that's okay. All right.
Well.
But anyway, if you're listening from there, just say hello. Let us know.
Let us know. Look, we do love communication.
If you're listening to squiggly lines.
Let us know how they're looking today.
Yeah.
You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. And we do love to hear from people on the show, don't we, Basha?
We do.
You are listening to Basha Entian with our show Leylink on Joy 94.9. Welcome back to Leylink here with Basha Entian on Joy 94.9. And a big howdy doody to the people listening on the 2SR and Joy collaboration.
Yes.
Yes. Digital radio pop-up station presented by 2SR, Joy and Star Observer. And if you actually go onto joy.org.au right now, there's a banner.
That's helpful.
Yes. Well, it is, because it gives you all the information that I cannot give you because I did not spend enough time researching what this was, even though I got several emails about it. I tried, but it's been a really busy day.
It's okay.
Have you got something to share?
No.
Possibly?
No.
Now, if people do want to get in contact with us, because we love it when they do, you can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or you can email at onair@joy.org.au. Now, just before, we were talking about the lesbian couple who were getting married, and they went to buy a wedding cake at an Oregon bakery in the US and wasn't allowed.
Yeah, he said no.
Baker said no.
Baker said no.
Computer says no.
But Mr. Ace of Cakes, Duff Goldman, said yes.
He said yes. Yes, so, to gay marriage.
So they're going to have a lovely cake.
Yeah. So. And a lot of other companies and stuff are starting to stand up and support them and everything, and that's really nice.
Yes.
Happy endings.
Oh, it's what, that's what we like.
Hmm. Now, what have you got?
Well, we have two guests in the studio.
We do.
We do.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
And, sound good on radio.
Yeah. You've got very nice radio voices, ladies. And, yes, they're going to be talking to us about, of course, the Victorian Roller Derby League, which now has a new home.
It does have a new home.
In Darabin Community Sports Centre, YMCA. Is that correct?
Yes. That is correct.
Good.
So, firstly, would you like to introduce yourselves? Sometimes I talk like Kath and Kim. It's weird. Just go with it.
I'm Tess. I play for the Dead Ringer Rosies.
Hold on. What was your full name?
Tess Derby Villain.
Okay. Derby Villain.
Derby and Villain.
Okay, because you're a villain. Mm-hmm. All right.
Indeed.
Yes.
I've been with the league about 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the typical derby cliche. I watched Whip It because of Ellen Page. And then I went, oh, wow, that's really cool. And then I looked up our league and went and saw them play and went, oh, wow, that's even cooler than the movie. And so bought skates, learnt to skate. Joined the league.
Killed it.
Nearly two and a half years later, got to actually play a game for the pink team, which is the best team. Been preparing for that for about 25 years.
I'm seeing a little bit of rivalry. It's going to happen.
You are.
Yeah. Now, it says here that you're a blocker with some jamming on the side.
Oh, no. No so jamming on the side.
So
that's
no jamming
a typo.
On the side? Okay.
No, zero jamming on the side. All right. Yeah.
Maybe a
resting
jam sandwich?
On the side. A bit of blocking and resting on
okay.
the side. Yeah.
Resting. Recuperation.
Yeah.
Blocked enough today. Might go have a nap.
Yeah.
Maybe it's jamming because you're like dancing on the sidelines, no?
Yeah.
You're like, and you're like.
Yeah, that kind of jamming.
Maybe that's the jamming they're doing. That's what they
exactly
meant. See?
What
someone
was
trying to be funny and you thought that they meant you were actually a player. See? No.
Oh, my gosh. If you have any questions for Tess, send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. And you are?
I am 6 foot hussy.
Are you a 6 foot hussy?
I'm just shy of 6 foot, sadly. I get a lot of people asking me that question.
Yeah, but 5'9 hussy just doesn't work.
No, not as 5'11 and a half hussy.
Yeah, see?
But you're not denying the hussy part, which is okay.
I know, we like that.
Yeah, I'm not denying that. Look, on skates, I'm about 6'3". So I guess it makes up for it.
And you probably spend most of your time on skates.
When I'm playing a game, yeah.
Usually the whole derby thing with the skates.
Yeah, they're strapped to my feet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been playing for just a little over 3 years now. I started bouting 2 years ago. So I think I'm coming into my third year of bouting, which is really exciting. Yeah, I began as a Toxic Avenger. But when we introduced our fourth team, I became a Rock Mobster. So yeah, I spent all last year skating with the Rock Mobsters. And yeah, looking forward to another wonderful year with them too.
Do you have like derby birthdays? So you're coming into your third year. Do you have like a celebration?
Not really.
Are you now going to have one?
3 years worth of one, yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be a good party.
I think so. It would be a really good
party. And you have a venue now, so you know that's good.
Ah, we do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what can you tell us about this venue?
About this venue?
Stuff.
It's in the north.
It's in the north. It's along the 86 tram line, which is really easy to get to.
That is very true. There's plenty of parking.
There's plenty of parking.
Mm-hmm. 800 seats, tiered seating.
Stadium seating. Yep.
Yes. Stadium seating, which is nice.
So great.
Is there still like a suicide line?
Yes. It says here, I'll read this, it says, plus crash zone floor spots.
So you still get to sit nice and close, get a derby girl in your face every now and again.
Oh, because that's so bad.
Careful now.
Yeah.
But see, that's good. I like that because I did like your other venues, but they were sort of everywhere. And it was like, okay, where are they actually playing? Because it's like, oh, okay, that's here. Where is that? And then going there and, yeah. And the showgrounds, I like that venue, but that used to get really, really cold
so
in winter.
So cold.
Cold concrete.
So cold. And then the one hot day that we had, those sort of flappy bits weren't open like they always were in winter.
The ventilation.
I think you need to use the correct wording for that because that's a little bit awkward.
Now, obviously someone that doesn't go camping, I would have called them the flappy bits as well. Thank you. Because I know they have a technical name.
So previously you guys were at the Melbourne Showgrounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, undoubtedly, it's an awesome venue because
it's
huge.
Yeah. It was super fun.
Yeah, I think.
But, you know, big production. Big kind of, and, you know, empty and cold in winter.
And drafty.
Yeah. we got a lot of feedback from, you know, our fans, and it's great to be able to get something a bit more like an intimate venue with great stadium seating.
Great.
That's going to be so exciting.
You guys are pumped.
Yeah. We really are.
Okay, so this is obviously a new development, and it's a bit exciting because you're coming up with your first bout.
Yeah, we are.
This weekend.
This Sunday.
The new venue.
Yeah.
New venue.
The doors open at 3:15.
Yeah. You know, it's a little earlier than usual. I keep asking them if they can tell me information, but you've got it all.
I do, because I write it down.
Yeah, well, you're smart.
Bout one is at 3:45. It's between the Toxic Avengers and the Dead Ringer Rosies. That should be interesting. Because they're supposedly very well placed, so they should be an interesting match, yes?
Yeah, they definitely were the two first original teams of the league as well.
Okay.
So there's a, you know, there's a long-standing rivalry.
All right.
Not that we're all not friends. But
no, you are, because I was waiting to
get
you
on guys the flat track.
Until we get on the track,
and then we'll throw down.
Yeah.
And then at 5:45, we have the Rock Mobsters versus the Dolls of Hazzards. Now, this will be a rematch of the grand final from last year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it will.
And I'm guessing you guys want to win.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We want to show those dolls who's boss, yes?
We do. We were the new kids on the block last year. We had a lot to prove. We proved a lot, actually. We came just shy of winning the grand finals. This is our chance to redeem ourselves.
Now, have you been to the new venue yet?
Yes.
Have you had a skate?
We had a skate. We've had a few training sessions there on and off over the past few years. Mm. Yeah, it's a really nice surface. Really fun to skate on.
It's just been redone, isn't it? It's all new surface, I think.
Oh, okay. Then I haven't skated on the new surface. Just the old one.
It's highly likely that it could be very slippery, which increases the chances for people falling over.
Falling over.
Yeah.
Which means
or if it's
a really
grippy.
Awesome
Lots
bout.
Of falling if it's yes. grippy. You try and stop and you fall on your face.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Just land on the fans that are in the front row.
It just means, that crash, that suicide seating, as we call it, it's going to get pretty busy if it's slippery or grippy.
They want to get up close and personal with you ladies, and that's the way to do it.
Yeah. Definitely. I guess
now,
it is.
There's, of course, the Derby Girls aren't the only awesome part of the Victorian Roller Derby League. There are other members. There are other people that support you and help you out.
Yeah, there are.
What are some of those?
We've got our non-skating officials, so people that run, our scoreboards, they time our bouts, they time the sin bin, which is where all the skaters go if they've committed a penalty.
Yeah, with some aggro ladies.
We've got our rec classes, which is essentially the lead up to our fresh meet. So, people skate with rec, and then, occasionally once or twice, two or three times a year, we have our tryouts. And so from the rec classes, you go to tryouts, and then if you're lucky, you get into the league. Mm. Yeah.
All right, well, look, we want to hear a lot more from you, gals, so we'll be keeping you around. You are listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy, and it's going well in here.
I think so.
Yep, okay, good. All right, well, if you want to send us a text, you can do so on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au.
Yes, so you've been listening to Basha and Tian on Lay Link on Joy 94.9.
And welcome back to Lay Link here with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Basha, that's one of my favourite songs, just saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if you do want to get in touch with us through the station, you can do so by sending us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au. Or if we've already left the studio and you want to say hi, you can send us a personal email at laylink@live.com.au.
Yep.
That's it.
That is it.
That is it.
Now, we got Jackie's written in saying that it looks pretty, so I'm guessing they're listening on digital radio, and so they're looking at squiggly lines.
Squiggly lines.
So they look pretty. So yay.
Now, if you are listening to our show, Lay Link, on Joy 94.9, we're in Melbourne, and you might also be listening to us on the Star Observer Digital in Sydney, and it's a digital radio pop-up station which is presented by 2SR, Joy and Star Observer. If you go to joy.org.au right now, you can actually see a banner, and it will have lots of information about that for you.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Green squiggly lines.
Yeah. Well, they didn't say green, but I'm presuming green. On my computer, they're normally green, but,
Might be blue. There's nothing wrong with blue.
We like lots of colours. Maybe they're rainbow.
Oh, the rainbow colours. Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
That'd actually be really... Yeah, never mind. Okay.
Okay, now we've got some lovely guests here.
We do. We have guests.
The flat track.
The flat track. Derby Danes, I called you on Facebook. Oh, that's all right, ladies. We've got 6-foot Hussy from the Rock Mobsters.
Hey.
Hey. And we've got Tess Derby Villain.
Hi.
From the Dead Ringer Rosies. I can pronounce it, unlike Basha.
And you asked before the show, that's why. I should have done that.
You should have. There you go. Now, you guys are here because we're talking about the new venue that you've got.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
That's at the Darabin Community Sports Stadium, YMCA.
Correct. Gold star for you. And and apparently it's a really awesome. We've heard that it's got a new surface.
Yeah.
It's pretty intimate. Seating. It's not as drafty with the flappy stuff going on as the Melbourne Showground, so that's positive. And, yeah, and it's really easy to get to on the 86 tram.
Easy peasy.
And there's tons of parking.
Lots of parking.
Heaps. Which is really good, because one thing I didn't like about the Showgrounds was that it was a real pain to get public transport there.
And there was quite often other events on at the same time.
Yeah.
Shared parking space.
Yeah, I didn't like that. So I'm really glad to hear that you've got a new home.
Yeah, we're very excited about
Super excited.
Okay, now we've got more questions.
We do. We want to ask you about your names, because they're like an ultra ego. So
Alter?
Alter.
You always correct my wording.
Yeah, right.
It's alter ego.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening to me today. Just don't even ask. Maybe they're just affecting me. I don't know.
Hey, look, mine could be an ultra ego.
Yeah.
It's pretty ultra.
So if I ever was to participate in your lovely sport, which I never would because I'd kill myself in the nicest possible of ways, I would have given myself the name Vodka Bruiser because I'm Polish, therefore the vodka element, and Bruiser because... Yeah, I would bruise so quickly and easily that I'd be on the track and then in 2 seconds I'd be taken off and people would be going, how did that happen? How does someone get that many bruises? But I've finally given Tiana a name. I've figured out a name for you. So if you want to do roller derby, I think you're going to be called Tarmac Diamond.
Would you like to tell everyone how you've come up with that exactly?
Well, Tarmac is a merging of yours and your lovely partner Nat's name.
Right.
And it's also, you know, tarmac is a surface, it's stuck together. So therefore, that's very much like you.
I'm a surface that's stuck together.
No, as in the two of you are just sort of well bonded together. That's right. What I mean. So not known that you're a surface. Sorry, this is not coming out right.
Clearly.
And diamond, because obviously, for obvious reasons, that rock on your finger. But also because you sparkle.
I sparkle.
Oh, so your eyes are sparkling now.
You put that in there just to sort of, you know, diminish the insulting part, didn't you?
I wasn't insulting you. I was telling you that you guys are well bonded together. How is that insulting?
All right. Well, I could say something about you and your well bonded togetherness, but I won't on radio because I'm a nice co-host.
Thank you.
Now, how'd you come up with your names, ladies?
Well, mine is a reference, obviously, to Tess of the D'Urbervilles, probably the last book I read in year 12. It was one of our novels that we studied, and D'Urberville.
That's actually on the approved reading list.
It was back in 2005, yeah.
Impressive. Okay. Yeah. Well, can you tell us a little bit about that? Do you remember a lot from it? Or?
Oh, she just doesn't have a great time, and then she dies at the end. Really? It's not a... Yeah.
Sounds like a good read.
Yeah, it's very uplifting.
I imagine if, you know, Tess was around today, she would want to get into something like roller derby because she'd have a lot of anger to get out. Not much went well for her, so...
I'm really confused now because are you coming from this from the position that you want to have a bad time and then die? Or are you coming from this from the position that you want to be, like, inspirational and, like, fight back against that negativity? And,
yeah,
like, get in
definitely,
there.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
That. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I think we saved that.
I know. We're doing a lot of digging ourselves out of holes today.
I've got the number 4 lifeline here somewhere.
Okay. 6-foot hussy. How did that name come about?
Look, it is what it is, actually.
Really?
I'm quite tall.
Yes, you are. It's nice to have someone who's actually my height.
Yay. Yeah. Well, it's coming across really well on radio. Might.
That's why they'll see her.
I've got a big, tall voice. But, yeah, no, I was in Adelaide when I got christened, shall I say, and someone called me a hussy. And then another friend goes, oh, you're like a 6-foot hussy. And it got overheard and then it just stuck.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm quite happy with it.
It's good. It works well.
It
but
does.
It's the hussy element. Okay, fair enough. We won't want to go there.
We won't talk about that one.
No, we won't talk about that on air because we don't want to get all these messages and angry people outside going, wait, no. But that's all right. Now, ladies, you have secret weapons.
We do,
Miss Hussy, innocent eyes.
Yeah, I am one of the younger people in my league, and I guess I'm quite gentle.
Are you?
I don't have this, you know, aggression that people assume that roller derby girls have. Yeah, I'm like a fairy.
She's a puppy.
I'm a puppy.
Puppy fairy.
Do you have wings that you wear on the court? No.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I've just got these little eyes.
But that could actually work for you.
Maybe. Wings.
Because you could use it to, like, block the view of the
can't yeah, see other... hey, look, I'm big enough to block the view anyway. I can stick my arms out.
So I feel like we need to just cover a little bit of Derby wording for a second.
Yes.
Okay. So a blocker.
A blocker.
So in Derby you have a pack of four skaters from each team. They all skate around in close proximity and they're basically hitting whatever comes at them. They want
usually
to...
a girl on skates.
Well, yeah, ideally.
Yes. Yeah.
Or whatever makes its way onto the track. Each team has a designated point scorer called the jammer. So the blockers are assisting their jammer to get through and score points, and they're also playing defense, trying to block the other jammer and stop them scoring points, hence the term blocker.
Yes, it's pretty full on. Blockers have a lot to do. They're simultaneously performing offense and defense, so there's never a dull moment on the track for a blocker.
Now, I heard a rumour that there's some new rules this year.
New rule set.
There
Very
are new
exciting.
Rules. Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know, because then we get confused during the match. So.
Sure. Well, if anyone's familiar with the old rule sets, there used to be minor penalties and major penalties. So basically they've gotten rid of the minor penalties, adjusted a few of the rules to accommodate that. So basically if you do something wrong, you're off to sit in the box for a minute. And... yeah.
And that's called the sin bin.
That's the sin bin.
Or the penalty
or the box.
We like to call it the box.
Yeah.
Most people do.
You can have...
very friendly term.
Yeah. You can have 7 trips to the box before you're ejected from the game.
TR. No.
It's funny. Come on.
It is pretty
before
funny.
Before you're ejected.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Thank you.
But that's only 7 minutes, you know, so...
It is only 7 minutes.
But that 7 minutes is a long time.
Yeah, well, if used well, yeah. Yes. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't help that. You
we
started.
We are going everywhere tonight. Okay. Yeah. Look, oops. If you want to send us a text about your box, feel free to do that on 0427JOY949 or you can email at onair@joy.org.au with Basha and Tian. I'm a little bit flustered. You're on Joy 94.9. Well, welcome back to Leilinko with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Just a short break for you there. If you want to get in touch with us, feel free on 0427JOY949 or you can email it onair@joy.org.au. And a big howdy doody to all of those people out there listening on digital pop-up radio. And that is a bit of a collab. I'm going to start calling it a collab, you know, for short. And that's between 2SR in Sydney, Joy, and the Star Observer website. If you go to joy.org.au, you can check out the banner on the page right now. Or even just go to joy.org.au and find us and maybe link up with us on social media and like our Facebook page and send us an email because we're lonely and, you know.
We're not lonely. We have guests in the studio.
Who are our guests?
Well, we have 6 foot hussy.
Hey.
I love saying that, hussy.
Hussy.
I like the way you're like putting this weird...
I know, I just can't help it. And I'll just say, Tess, Derby villain.
She's actually getting it right now, which is
I know. Yeah, I'm trying really hard. I'm really concentrating to get that out.
I feel like we're making forward progress.
I know.
Now, we had a couple more things to talk to you about before we shelve Derby. Which no one should ever do. Nobody should ever put Derby in a corner. Did you like that?
Yeah? I did.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. And I got that reference too.
Yay! I'm really glad. I made a Star Wars reference today and it just went straight out the window. I was really sad because I worked hard on that, you know.
See? Okay, ladies, injuries. Because my co-host here, Tian, has a lovely injury. Now, she's going to share her bruise with you.
We need to see.
Show them the bruise.
It's a very good bruise. Okay, so it's on this arm. I'm going to take my jacket off. Now, I got this bruise on the weekend learning archery for the first time. Sorry, it's a Sunday morning bruise.
Oh, that is a good bruise.
It was looking very red when it first popped up, and then yesterday it was just bright red, a really lovely shade. And today it's going a lovely sort of mauvey, yellowy,
green.
Yeah, it looks like
colour.
Like an asteroid.
It's sort of dripping down as well. Did it do that?
Yeah. Someone said that it looks like...
That was me. I said it looked like an asteroid.
It does. It looks like an asteroid.
Oh, awesome. It does too.
It really does.
And for our listeners, because they can't see it, It's about the size of a tennis ball.
It is about the size of a tennis
ball. It's impressive.
It's huge.
Yeah. It's but it doesn't hurt though. That's the interesting thing. So, and I basically got this bruise because I don't think I was holding the bow that I was holding accurately, and also because my boobs were in the way, and the string, when I let go of the bow string, it snapped into my arm and sort of ran its way along my arm, and it was quite painful. My arrow did still go towards the target, though.
Towards it?
Yeah. Oh, so you didn't hit out?
No. Fortunately, it didn't hit anyone, which is good. But try it. Archery. Brilliant. You've tried it.
I have tried it.
Yeah.
Once upon a time when I was a little bit younger.
Yeah.
No bruises.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have lots of bruises now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We get lots of bruises day in, day out. It's just become a part of life now.
Love
some of them are big and pretty. Some of them are, tiny little pinprick ones that turn purple and then green and slowly fade.
And they hurt.
And they hurt.
Ridiculously.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah.
They really do.
Shin bruises.
Oh,
they're my
yeah.
pet hate. They're so painful.
Yeah. A lot of people have started wearing shin guards for that reason.
So what's the worst injury that you guys have had?
Ooh.
Or worst bruise? Pick one. Pick a favourite.
Bruise? Oh. I think my injuries are better. Actually, combined, my middle finger got caught in between the cap on their knee pad and the knee pad, and they fell, and it twisted my finger with it, and essentially crushing my finger. So what happened was the finger swelled up. It had a lovely green and purple and blue bruise. And
is it
the
straight?
Bone, it's straight because what actually happened was it was crushed.
Oh.
So it split down the middle like a snake tongue.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. I'm feeling really sick now.
Thank you for talking. Keep talking.
That wasn't my worst one.
If she throws up, you get extra points.
I don't throw up.
I've still got the x-ray at home. It sits up against my window.
No, that's cool. I don't throw up, but yeah. Thank you.
It looked really good. It was painful for a little while. But
for a little while?
A little while, yeah. It was painful for about a week, and then I was just, I couldn't bend it for much. But yeah, that same finger was dislocated twice during high school playing football. So that poor finger it's had a bad run.
All right, Tess.
I have no gory stories, unfortunately. I get bruises, bruise really well.
Ooh, yeah.
I bit my tongue the other day, which was uncomfortable.
Was that just sitting on the couch eating chocolate? Or?
It was during Derby, but I probably had that concentrated tongue out face thing, concentrating, what am I supposed to do? Oh, got a big hit and bit my tongue. No, the only thing I do is either fall on people's skates or sit on my skates.
Huh.
There are some interesting terms associated with that we maybe won't go into, but yeah.
Yes, I think that'd sitting be very elegant, skate, very, sitting on your skates
no,
and rolling.
No, the pointy wheels
ending
and the metal
wheels.
Bits underneath your
oh.
skate.
Oh.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. Okay, no, that would hurt.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, that wouldn't be.
Sorry, I thought it was like a Torvald and Dean, not that they're on skates, but you know what I mean. That sort of that elegant, crouching and hands out and
No. Definitely not.
No, okay, no. Sorry.
There's no pressing
a little more
through the wheels involved in Derby, I don't think. How about injuries to other people? We should sort of put a banner over the top of this whole conversation saying, Derby, it's a contact sport. Dangerous. You guys are extremely well trained. You look after your bodies.
We know
what you're doing. Don't just get a heap of mates and go out onto a basketball court and decide to hit each other.
No. Don't do that.
That's not cool.
No.
Especially when you're wearing skates.
We train for, a year before we actually get to play public bouts.
Really? I trained
so there's
for...
So there's a lot.
Yeah, I trained for 4 months before I was allowed to make contact with anyone.
Mm.
So, yeah. Really don't do it at home. Always wear protective gear.
Always.
And a helmet.
And a helmet.
Mouth guard too.
Mouth guard.
Wrist guards.
Shin guards. Elbow pads. Knee pads.
Yeah. Knees are nice. Wrists are nice. It's nice when they work.
Don't forget the elbows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now recently you guys did Fresh Meat. So you're looking for new skaters and they just finished that. So you've now got
them. They just had a tryout.
Yes.
Yeah. We took 17.
Does that mean you'll get a new team?
No, because what happens is,
you got like subs.
We've got. Well, what happens is you've got. There are levels of achievement, shall I say?
Oh,
so once you've passed tryouts, you go into what we call silver, and that's where you're taught your basic contact, so your basic blocking, and then the next one up from that is gold. And gold, you start learning how to scrimmage.
That's kind of match practice.
It's like a game without the audience.
Yeah. All right, okay.
Yeah.
Playing the game in a controlled environment.
And then, so you go up a few more steps and then you get to bouting level.
Usually can take about a year.
Can take
Mine
about
took
a year.
about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So those, yeah, the skaters that are fresh meat now, you'll be seeing.
In about a year or so.
Maybe a year.
Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So they won't be that fresh anymore.
No, they'll be won't, stale they're fresh
now. They will be rank meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
And when they're bruised, you know, they're tenderised meat.
We've talked about this last time. We were talking to some lovely derby girls in our studio, and we were talking about the derby stank.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Don't talk about the derby stink.
See?
I know.
I washed my derby gear today. I'm very proud to say that.
I sort of have an appreciation for it now.
Oh, no.
Because it's associated with, you know, derby.
What is the derby stink? Well, please tell our lovely listeners.
So you wear your gear and you sweat heavily. You sweat heavily because you're exerting yourself and also because you've got all this gear. And so the gear soaks up the sweat and that accumulates. Depending how often you wash your gear, I do it very rarely.
And then,
so you might have several months of sweat.
Or the gear into a bag.
Yeah, some people don't open that bag between training sessions.
No, it's really bad if it's still wet. You train 2 days ago, you pull your elbow pads on and it's still wet. Damp.
That is gross. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've really sort of, we're finishing this off on a higher note.
No, it's a great note.
Derby stink.
You don't.
You heard it here.
Derby never stink. Give a derby girl a cuddle after a game.
No.
Just don't.
All right.
I've learned that. Just don't. Yeah, nice to see you. Air kiss.
Wave from close. A safe distance.
See you at the pub later.
Go have a shower.
I like how they say that in unison. That's beautiful.
It's very lovely.
It is lovely.
Now, ladies, do you have a website you can direct people to for more information?
Yes, we have a lovely website. VRDL.org.
Dot org.
I don't think there's a .au.
No, I think it's just .org. I think
or
it's
if you Google Victorian Roller Derby League, it'll come up.
We're on Facebook. We've got we've got a league page. We've got pages for our teams. Can support us all. Yeah.
That's about it.
That's pretty much it.
That's about it. All right, look, it's been damn amazing having you guys here.
Thank you.
It's been fantastic. We are going to be rounding up our show very, very soon. So a big thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having us.
Thank you for sharing. I feel like we've got this great sharing atmosphere. Don't you feel that, Basha?
I do.
Great
and
sharing.
And I've learned some new things about derby.
Good.
Which I didn't know about.
And we've spread the word of the derby stank further, which is just what we need. Now, if you do want to ask the girls a quick couple of questions, you're more than welcome to. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. You are with Basha and Tiana. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Well, welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. And it's always good to get into derby early because there's always a queue.
Yeah, and you want to get the good seat.
And you want to get a good seat.
Yes.
And make sure you take a pillow to sit on.
Yeah.
If I love not, the people that
bring. I love people that bring beanbags.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They just are really organised.
The
beanbag people. I love those people.
Why have I never thought of that?
I know. Because you don't have a beanbag.
I do.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. See, now you know what to do with
it's
on Sunday
nice,
night.
It's very nice, actually. It's faux snake skin.
Ooh.
It's delish. Black.
Well, ladies,
got it off hard rubbish, eh?
Classy all the
not
way.
Not even kidding. Not even awesome. Kidding. It was a score, all right? Yeah. I'm a hard rubbish all right. queen.
All right, ladies. Well, thank you for being in the studio and sharing with us.
Thank you for
thank
having
you.
Us.
I hope you enjoyed the show.
Oh, we did.
Very much.
Good.
Now, it is very unfortunate, Basha, though, that we've had a ridiculous... Well, it's not unfortunate that we've had a ridiculous amount of fun, but it is unfortunate that we didn't get to talk about anything we were supposed to, apart from derby.
Because we did that last time as well. We got so into derby that we just forgot about everything else.
We plan all of these little things we're going to talk about. It's going to be really awesome, and we only ever get to the first topic.
It's all right. Next week, we'll talk about them. And next week, we're going to have a guest as well, and we're going to be talking about a upcoming movie that hopefully will be filmed. Now, what is that movie called?
It's called The Trouble with E.
And we're going to put a link up on our website so you can have a look at it this week just to get a little bit of an introduction.
They've got a crowdfunding campaign going, which they've actually raised a ton already, which is fantastic.
Yes.
They need to reach their goal, so it's very important. Head over to the Lay Link Facebook page, like it, and get all the info. And the other bonus of that is that we always put up our event listing with links to the events on Facebook.
Which is always helpful.
Which is always helpful, I find. It always gives me a great sense of calm.
All right. Well, I believe that would be the end of our show.
Surprisingly, yes.
It is.
All right. Well, it has been great. You are with and have been with Basha and Tian on with our show Lay Link on Joy. And we've also, of course, been digitally streamed through the Star Observer website tonight.
Yes, on their pop-up radio.
Yeah, with their little collab that they did. I'm running with that word, by the way. With that 2SR. Fantastic. Love it.
Good night.
Good night.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.